I'd like to read a very short passage, not even a full verse, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, which is on page 1450. Book of Hebrews, chapter 4, and the end of verse 7. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart. The other day, we were out and we were walking across a car park. I think we must have been to Sainsbury's or something. And I was walking with Jude, and he ran ahead of me, ran across a road, obviously without looking. Luckily, there was nothing coming either way. And I said to him the other side of the road, when I finally caught up with him, I said, did you even look whether there was anything coming? And he said, no, but he said, it doesn't matter because I will next time. You know, the character of that can be something that we can see very often in the gospel. It doesn't matter, I'll do it next time. I don't know how many times you've heard the message about salvation. I don't know how many times you've heard about the Lord Jesus, how many times you've heard about the cross and about that blood that was shed on that cross. But dear friend, tonight, don't put it off, because there may be no further opportunity for you to come into blessing. There may never be another time. There may not be a next time. Today may be your opportunity. Today is the time where you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. Today, if you hear his voice. What an opportunity. What an opportunity you have right now to acknowledge you as a sinner, to acknowledge all the things that you've done wrong, but to find in the Lord Jesus Christ an all-sufficient sin Savior. Somebody that is qualified, in fact, the only person that is qualified to deal with your problem of sin. All the things that you've done and said and thought that are wrong, the solution is found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And no matter how many times you've heard this message, may something of what it cost the Lord Jesus Christ to die on that cross at Calvary penetrate into your heart tonight, so that you can see what it cost him. And what is necessary for you tonight is to make a response to that great act of love. Acknowledge you're a sinner, but find in the Lord Jesus Christ that he is ready and willing and waiting to be your Savior. Today, if you will hear his voice. It says in the Bible that now is the well-accepted time. That those words were written 2,000 years ago. How much truer are they now? You don't know how long left you have on this earth. You don't know when the last time that you're going to hear this gospel and the message of salvation. Nobody knows except God. But you certainly don't know. Tonight, dear friend, could be your final opportunity. You know, it's very easy to listen to this message and to put it on your to-do list, to put it off, to put it onto the back burner, to forget about it. But let me tell you, dear friend, tonight, there is nothing more important than sorting out the problem of your sin. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world but lose his soul? Dear friend, tonight, there is nothing more valuable than your soul. And you need to answer the question tonight, where is your soul going to spend eternity? You can answer that question, and many in this room tonight have answered that question because they've come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they can say with full assurance that they will spend eternity in heaven with their Savior, praising him, worshiping him for all eternity. And that's not based on anything they've done, and it's not based on anything I've done. It's because of what he's done. And tonight, dear friend, you can have that same peace and that same assurance. Now is the well-accepted time. The message is going out so that you can accept it now. This time next week, we may have another preacher here. We may not. These doors may never open again. And your opportunity to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior may never, ever happen again. Tonight is your opportunity. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. There was a man in the book of Acts who was talking to Paul. I always get mixed up between Festus and Felix. I think it was Felix. And he sent Paul away until it was a more convenient time. And you know, I think at the end of it, he never had another opportunity to talk to Paul. He had that opportunity. He had Paul standing in front of him. One of the greatest preachers probably in the whole of the New Testament. And he sent him away for a more convenient time. Dear friend, don't put your soul and the eternal destiny of your soul on a to-do list. It's something you need to sort out now. And it's something that God desires you to sort out now. God desires you to come into blessing. God has given everything so that you can come into blessing tonight. And he's done everything by the sending of his beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So that all that's left for you to do is to turn in repentance. That means admit you're wrong, to say you're sorry, to realize the position that you're in as a sinner. Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Faith that what the Lord Jesus did on that cross 2,000 years ago is able to affect you here and now. When you see and read about the moment, that terrible, awesome event of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can see that it was done so that you can come into blessing, and that blood was shed so that God could have a righteous basis to bring you into this most wonderful blessing of knowing what it is to have your sins forgiven, to have the gift of the Spirit, to have the peace with God, and to have a hope in your heart. And that can all happen, dear friend, today, right now, today, if you will hear his voice. I want to ask you, what's stopping you tonight? What is stopping you tonight coming in to this blessing? What is stopping you tonight from availing yourself, from taking advantage, if you like, of the message of salvation? Perhaps you think you're too bad a sinner. Perhaps you think you've done too many things wrong in your life that God cannot possibly forgive you. Let me tell you, the Bible says that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Every single one. There's nobody in this room tonight that is outside of the reach of God's grace. There is nobody in this room tonight that has done and said and thought something so terribly wrong that they cannot find forgiveness. Because it's not based on us, it's based on the perfect, finished work of Christ. And the blood that was shed on that cross there is sufficient for God to be able to move towards you in blessing and to forgive you of every single sin. But perhaps you're the other way around. Perhaps you think that you've not done enough wrong. Perhaps you think you're a perfectly reasonable person. And that on balance you've done more good things than bad. And really, why do you need a Saviour at all? Well, let me tell you again. God's word says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No matter how good you think you are, or how well you think your life is going, it is not perfect. And if you're honest with yourself tonight, you know that in your heart that you have done and said and thought things that are wrong. But besides all that, every single human being born is born under the curse of sin, whether we like it or not. There is, dear friend, no escape from the fact that you are a sinner, and I am a sinner. But you know,
the Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient to, and the work that he did is sufficient to save every single person in this room tonight, including you. And you have an opportunity today. Today, if you will hear his voice. Now is the time. Once, yea, twice, maybe that voice has spoken. Dear friend, tonight, are you going to listen to that voice? And that's what's next in our verse. Today, if you will hear his voice. There's a verse in Jeremiah, which says, in chapter 3, you don't need to turn to it, but it says, only acknowledge thine iniquity, that thou hast transgressed against Jehovah thy God, and hast turned thy ways hither and thither to the strangers under every green tree, and you have not hearkened to my voice. Dear friend, today, may you acknowledge your iniquities. That's a bit of a long word. It means all the things you've done wrong. Acknowledge them before God. God has done everything. He knows everything about you. And he's calling you tonight. That still, small voice. And what's your response to it going to be? If you will hear his voice. The voice of the Lord Jesus. Maybe it's been calling you for many, many years. Tonight, dear friend, what are you going to do? Are you going to answer that call? Oh, I pray that you do. You can know what it is to be brought into the most wonderful place of freedom and liberty. Having that assurance that your sins have been forgiven and washed away. Will you listen? Will you hearken to that voice tonight? If you hear his voice. You know, back in Genesis, right at the beginning, when the account of how this earth and the universe was created, God said, and it was done. The voice of God said, let there be light, and there was light. But you know, when it came to the great matter of sin and sins, it required a perfect sacrifice. It required a perfect person who on death had no claim to go into death itself, to shed that precious blood, so that tonight God has a righteous basis whereby you can come into blessing. God has done everything rightly. There can be no question if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus tonight. There can be no accuser that can bring up anything ever again, because it has been done entirely to God's full and eternal satisfaction. The work on that cross, the blood that was shed on that cross, means that tonight you can have the peace and assurance of knowing your sins have been forgiven. You know that. That loud voice on that cross. It is finished. The work was done. And God tonight can move out towards you in blessing. And what are you going to do tonight? When you hear that voice, the voice of the Lord Jesus, today if you will hear his voice, what's your answer going to be? What is your answer to this great call going to be? You're going to walk out of that room once again, ignoring the love and the grace that God has shown in the giving of his son. Or are you going to come, admit you're a sinner, admit you've done things wrong, but come to the Savior who is waiting and willing to forgive you of everything you've done and to bring you into this most tremendous blessing that God desires each and every person in this room to come into. Today, if you will hear his voice. You know, there's a hymn, isn't there? It says, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. You know, dear friend, tonight might be your opportunity. Tonight is your opportunity. In your seat, sitting here in this room right now, you can listen to that voice. That voice that is saying, come unto me, all ye who weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Don't you want that, dear friend? Don't you want the rest and the peace of having that great burden of sin entirely removed? Don't you want it? Don't you want to know what it is to have that peace and assurance in your heart, to have peace with God? Don't you want that, dear friend? Well, you can have it because the work has been finished perfectly, eternally, by the Lord Jesus Christ. And tonight, dear friend, all that's required from you is to turn in repentance and in faith. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. The last bit here, harden not your hearts. You know, the gospel is a heart matter. It's all about the heart. It's not about knowing the terms of the gospel. I expect many of you in this room tonight could predict roughly what the gospel was going to entail. And next week, there'll be a different Bible verse, but the message will be the same. It's not about knowing the terms of the gospel. It's about knowing the person that it speaks about. And dear friend, how's your heart? Where is your heart tonight? The Bible talks a lot about the heart, our hearts. Proverbs says there's all sorts of wicked imaginations in our hearts. In Matthew, and I better quote it properly, says, out of the mouth, which go forth out of the mouth, come out of the heart, and those that defile man, for out of the heart come forth evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnessings, blasphemies, all these things. They're in your hearts, they're in my heart. Because as sinners, that's what we are. But you know, the Lord Jesus Christ is able to give you a new heart. Completely start again. You know, in that verse in Matthew, just a bit before, in that chapter rather, he says, talks about the heart a bit more. He says, these people honour me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And you know, maybe you do know a lot about Christianity, and you do know a lot about the gospel, and you can maybe tell people lots about the Bible and lots about the doctrines of Christianity, but the real question is, have you had a real life-changing experience with the person of the Lord Jesus Christ? It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And tonight, dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ stands ready and willing and waiting to accept all those that come to him. Whether you've been into this, to gospel preachings like this for years, or whether you've been a handful of times, the message goes out to whosoever will. Dear friend, don't sit there thinking just because you know a lot about Jesus, that'll do. You must come to know the person himself. And he stands ready and willing to be your saviour. And as we sung in our hymn today, your shepherd, friend, guide, prophet, priest and king. He's everything. And he can be everything to you tonight. And it requires a response from you. It requires a response from your heart. Your heart that the Bible says is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. But you know, when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, he gives you a brand new heart, a brand new life. Behold, I make all things new. Nothing, as I said, no accuser can ever bring anything up again in your past life. You stand before God, not because you've done anything, and you don't stand before God on your worth or on your basis. You can come into the presence of God because of the Lord Jesus Christ and his worth and what he has done. It's all based upon him. It's all based upon God's beloved Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what a sense of peace that should give us, that our place as being found before God is based entirely upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, dear friend, the message has gone out once again. today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. May something of the greatness and goodness and loveliness of the Lord Jesus Christ have found a place in your heart tonight. Don't harden your heart against the message. Don't harden your heart against God's grace and God's love. Accept who you are as a sinner, but come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, who stands ready and willing and waiting to forgive you of your sins and to bring you into this most wonderful place of blessing. He says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. May you come into that life tonight. May you know him as your personal Savior. Not something you've heard about often, but somebody that you know for yourself. And somebody I was talking about it this morning. There was a preacher who stood behind this desk, and he would say very often, he'd say he was an all the way home Savior. And you know he is. He's a Savior that will never leave you, never forsake you. And you can find your place in heaven one day because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can begin that eternal life today because of the Lord Jesus Christ. It all traces back to him. He's the center. He's the center of the book I've read from. He's the center of the Bible. He's the center of every hymn we sing. He's the center of many people's lives in this room today. But I want to ask you the question tonight. Is he the center of your life? Is he your Savior? Is he your shepherd? Is he your friend? Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. May you not harden your hearts. May they be soft today for his name's sake.